If under moment to hear your word this evening, say our hearts are receptive, our mind are simple. We build ourselves in the mirror of your word this evening again in Jesus' name. Thank you. Be seated. Philemon chapter 1, verse 4. So, hope you did your assignment. Okay, let's start from the family of God. The Father and His family, part 5. Amen, amen. So, Philemon 1, verse 4. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of the love and faith which you have towards the Lord Jesus and towards all saints, verse 6, that the communication of thy faith may become what? Effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, see what he's saying. He said, the communication of thy faith may become effectual. Something is becoming effectual as you acknowledge something. Something is getting better as you acknowledge something else. So I wrote this down in my notes. I said, Christian knowledge is scholastic, yet life-changing. Christian knowledge is, although scholastic, yes, but yet life-changing. Yes, you can say, because we are looking at Greek words, Hebrew words, everything that are these guys just like some people will say that you only know the letter, you don't know the spirit. Don't mind such people. The letter is what produces the spirit. Amen. You cannot receive the spirit except through the letter. That is so. It now depends on what you call letter. Letter in 2 Corinthians 3 talks about the laws and laws, following laws for justification, following rules and regulation for justification unto God. So Christian knowledge is scholastic, yet life-changing. So we give ourselves to, looks like it's so much academic, but yet in that being academic with the word, our lives are yet changed. Amen. Praise God. Because God is the source of this knowledge. This knowledge we are sharing, that is why we must be so particular, we must be so particular about the type of knowledge we are sharing. God is a source of this knowledge. This knowledge, this life-changing knowledge is from God. It's from God. That's why the Old Testament was written by the influence of the Spirit of God on holy men. The Old Testament was written by the influence of the Spirit of God on holy men. Of course, they are not always perfect, but they were being influenced, being moved, being bared along by the Holy Ghost. And whereas the New Testament was written by the understanding of the apostles who are indwelt by the same Spirit, by the same God. Get the difference. The Old Testament was written by the influence of the Spirit of God on holy men, whereas the New Testament was written by the understanding of the prophets who were already indwelt by who? By the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit, by God. Say, God is in charge of our knowledge. Say it, come on. Say, God is in charge of our knowledge. Say, our knowledge is God-based. So Christian knowledge is good on man. It's beyond being academic. It's good on man. It's good on man. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Christian knowledge, it will make you fruitful. Something will change about you. The communication of your faith, the sharing of your faith, the expression of your Christianity will become more effectual as you acknowledge this fact. 2 Peter 1, 3. So these instructions, there is a reason I call them family instructions, because like I said, God is stuck with you, you are stuck with God. So God could only help you, admonish you, encourage you to be better. Amen. You can't say, hey, bookie, be better or leave me. You can't say, do this or you are no more my child. Nope. Because we have been received, we have been accepted, we have been engulfed, we have been taken, translated totally, kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of their son, translated from light, from darkness to light totally, because you are already stuck with God, he can only admonish you. Sorry. Of course, he commands us in ministry. See 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things, say all things, that pertain unto life and godliness through the what? Knowledge. Say knowledge. Are you looking at the Bible? Say knowledge. Say we are given all things through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. Say in church, we seek the knowledge of Christ and him alone. Say that is the knowledge that makes man better. Say it may be scholastic. It may look academic, but lives get changed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that line about to tell you that, well, those that your church is only about Bible. You don't have the spirit. Where's the spirit? Woo, glory to God. Say, I've got it all. Say, I've got it all. Now, see, verse 4, whereby are given unto us, look at your Bible, come on, exceeding good and precious promises, by this you might be partakers of the divine nature, having what? Escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5, and beside this now, pay attention, giving all diligence, add to your faith what? Virtue, and to virtue what? Knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. Godliness there means make these things a pattern. After the godliness, that is, remember where we explained last time, make everything a pattern. Verse 7, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Verse 8, for if these things be in you, I'm actually particular about knowledge in that place, if knowledge is in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be what? Barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's strong. So if knowledge is in you, it keeps you abounding. You walk with what you have received. You are not just an heir of the world, you are a doer. Scripture says rejoice, you do it daily. Scripture says pray without ceasing, you give it to it. Stay off bad influence, bad company, you do it with diligence. And it will make you fruitful. Say, if these things be in you and they are born, it will make you fruitful. That means when you give it to knowledge, when you give it to the things that God is saying, it will make you fruitful. Giving it produces results. Giving it to the word of God produces results. The results are as automatic as you're giving it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 9. But he that lacketh these things, the man that lacks this diligence with the word, the man that lacks being temperate with the word, that hates knowledge, he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten. Say forgotten. And forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Verse 10, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence, right? To make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Say, I treasure knowledge. Say, I treasure knowledge. So you don't hate change. No, don't hate instructions. Say, I delight in instructions. Say, come on, you speak. When I say you speak, please. Say, I delight in God's counsels. So now go back to Proverbs 1:20. Wisdom has a message for you. That's a message for you. Proverbs 1:20. I delight in God's counsel. I delight in it. I joy in it. I joy in receiving it. I take joy in it. I am satisfied with Christian knowledge. That's a lot. Proverbs 1:20. Wisdom crieth without. She raiseth her voice in the Broadway. Please pay attention to this. She calleth in the sheaf. Places of the courts, in the entry of the gates, in the city, she shouted her words. Wisdom is simply to apply what you know. Wisdom is for you to be a doer of the word. Just follow me. Verse 22, how long, simple ones, will you love simpleness, and scorners take pleasure in their scorning, and foolish hate knowledge. Hate knowledge, that's the point. Verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour forth my spirit unto you, and I will make, sorry, I'm reading, not KJV here. I will make you known to my words. 24, because I have called and you refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Verse 25, and you have rejected all my counsel and will none of my reproof. I also will laugh in your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh as a sudden destruction and your calamity cometh as a windmill and distress and anguish come upon you. And then will they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early and they will not find me because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of God. Of course, in my old, very old Christian, this is one of the passages which I used to say, well, God is calling you right now, you are not answering. A day is coming that you'll be calling God, God will not answer you. That's not what he's saying. Amen. This is rather talking about what? The repercussion of hating knowledge. This is the repercussion of hating knowledge. When you don't give it to instructions. He's simply saying, if you hate knowledge, one day it will tell on you. And funny enough, These things that you are harnessing right now, that you are coming every day to get, guess what? It can never come by impartation. It can never come by a special program. It can never come in a special service. If you don't have this training, you don't have it. And you can't buy it. You can't be impacted with it. That is some people that when they don't give it to a word of God continuously like this, it now get to a time that the battles of life will now box them in a corner. Wah, wah, wah. And they are now in the corner, they are now crying, oh God. They are now reading 7 psalms into water every morning, reading you into a bath, usually drinking anointing oil, because what? They hated knowledge. Remember what we studied about the word yesterday? He said the word, for the word, what is what my flesh? Is hell to my what? To my flesh, right? Something like that. They are life to those who find it and else to all their bones. That means being diligent. I told you of someone, I can take him that saying in his church that nobody died young. He grew old, everybody grew old together. Nobody is permitted to die. Hallelujah. Say the word works. So what you get by consistent teaching can never come in emergency. Fasting and prayer will not bring it. That's what he's saying here. Say, well, they now come, you now be desperate in search for the result of knowledge, and then you will not get it. So it's not that it's God that hated some people. No, you hated knowledge, and you are now looking for the result that only consistent, only being diligent with knowledge can give. Amen. Oh. Like at times, just being simple. Being simple. Also, as touching your personal life, as touching your ministry, give it to cancer. When the Spirit of God pricks you to do something, just do it. Forgive someone, forgive. Don't say, I will do it later. It's to hate cancer. Pray now, pray. Don't say, we do it in church. No. Verse 30, they wound none of my counsel, they despise all my reproof, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their way. Can you see? So that is not God's repercussion. Say they are eating of the fruit of their way. What is their way? They hated knowledge. Being rebellious to knowledge. What are looking for is a God of sharp, God of now. Ah. And be filled with their own devices. Verse 32. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the foolish shall cause them to perish. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be at rest from the fear of evil. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 7. Proverbs 5, verse 7. Hear me now, therefore, O you children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Say, I don't depart from right counsel. Remove thy way far from her, and come not near the door of her house. Verse 9, there's a way I'm going, there's a place I'm going. Okay, verse 12. And I say, how have I hated instructions? My ass despised reproof. 13, I've not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. That is something that happened to that guy in chapter 1. When you hated instruction, you despise reproof, you don't obey the voice of your teachers, and you don't incline your ears to them that instructed you. That's not your story. Proverbs 2 from verse 1. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so shalt thou incline thy ear unto wisdom, and apply thy eye, their heart to understanding. Verse 3. If thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding. If thou seek her as silver, and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, wow, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. So how should you seek for knowledge? As silver. Sad for this day's Christianity. When call for concert, the church will be filled. In fact, call for some special prayer meeting, the church will be filled. But call for Bible study, people will see that at all. It's rebellion. It's deep rebellion.
height of his of service is Bible study. And in fact, why a lot of people rush to prayer meetings is because of the type of priority they put on the prayer. If the prayer is actually selfless, you see, they will not be coming again. See, if thou seeketh her as silver, and searcheth for her as for hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Verse 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding. Verse 7, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, and is a buckler for them that walk uprightly. Chapter 2, verse 8, he keepeth the path of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. 9, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Verse 10, when wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. 11, discretion shall preserve thee. Awesome. I love that. Discretion. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. I will talk more on discretion when we're talking about hearing from God. Okay, chapter 3, verse 13. So allow the word to shape your days. Allow it. Chapter 3, Proverbs 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Verse 14, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Verse 15, she is more precious than rubies, and all things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. 16, length of days is in her hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantries, and all her paths are peace. She is like a tree of life to them that layeth hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Verse 19, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. Verse 20, by his knowledge are the depths broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. Verse 21, everybody want to go? Let's read, yes? My son, let not them depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and what? Discretion. Awesome. 22, so shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. 23, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thou shalt sleep, like thy sleep shall be sweet. Thank you. 25, 26, want to go? Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the destruction of the wicked, when it's coming, desolation. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy food from brain thing. Glory to God. So now pay attention. So the guys in this era, they knew there is a particular wisdom they ought to seek. Even Solomon, he knew that there is a wisdom to be sought after. They spoke more about the importance than the wisdom itself. Write this down, please. Solomon spoke more of the importance of wisdom than wisdom itself. In fact, they never really knew what wisdom really is. But we will know. Hallelujah. That's the epistles. What knowledge are you to give yourself to? I'm not saying give yourself to the knowledge of Solomon. Give yourself to the epistles. Because he gave us a pointer to when that wisdom will truly come. What he really spoke about is the importance. The importance. Why I should be glued to the word. Why I should not allow it to depart from my eyes. Why another 6 hours should not leave until I have meditated on the word. He spoke more of the importance, not the wisdom itself. The wisdom in the book of Proverbs is not sufficient to take you through Christianity. Hallelujah. Are you with me? But see something in Proverbs 1. I know we skipped through it the other time. You may not notice something. 1 verse 23. Slowly. Proverbs 1:23. 1, 2, go. Yes. Slowly. turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is clearly talking about the New Testament. I will make my words known unto you. When I pour my words spirit upon you.
I remember in John chapter 16, right? From verse, is it John 16, 13? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So he said, when I pour up my spirit, then I will send these words to you. John 16, let me read from verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the word of sin, of righteousness, of judgment. Go to verse 12. Verse 12, everybody want to go? I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. So, if this book cannot bear them, is this Solomon that will be able to bear them? Hello? Even this book cannot bear, is this Solomon that will be able to understand and bear them? No. 13, want to go? Albeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will teach you things to come. Hallelujah. Praise God.
So, the importance that Proverbs was emphasizing is not the book of Proverbs. When he's saying seek knowledge, seek knowledge, seek knowledge, that knowledge is not there. But he's talking more of the importance of the knowledge. And of course, we know that our own knowledge is what is Christ-centered. Hallelujah. Christ-centered. Christ-centered. Please, do you understand that? Hello? Do you understand that?
Thank you. 1 Timothy 4:15. Say the book of Proverbs. It's not our wisdom. But it spoke about the importance of our wisdom. That's the point. That's what I'm simply saying. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. I'm just too fast. Too fast for me. Meditate upon these things. Let me wait for you. Same way, when you study Leviticus, it spoke about the redemption to come, spoke about the two gold day of atonement, Leviticus 16, etc. Spoke about the importance, what it will do, Exodus chapter 6, I will bring you out of the bondage, I will read you from the bondage of Egypt, etc. It spoke about what will be done, but what should be done, it was not done there, right? So it was like types and shadows. Same way Proverbs talked about how important our knowledge is. So when you are reading Proverbs, when you see the book, that book trying to emphasize knowledge, understanding, the knowledge is not there. The knowledge is what finally came by the Spirit. Amen. So when the more you read Proverbs, the Proverbs is telling you that pay attention to knowledge. What should you do? Rush to the epistle, read it more. Or when you are reading the scripture, focus more again on what? On that wisdom. What is that wisdom? That in Christ interpretation from the scriptures. Okay, I believe, I trust God that you got what I'm saying. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Everybody want to go? Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all.
So if you are yet to see profit in an area of your life, what should you do? Go back, meditate more. Give yourself to the word. Be practical about it. Give yourself, don't say I'm coming to church. Be practical. Be practical. At least until you get a real footing. The word is your hobby. You don't have any hobby. Give yourself to the world. I give myself to the world. It's your hobby. It's just it.
So meditate, of course, if you know the Greek word, it's meletao. Please write it down. M-E-L-E-T-A-O. M-E-L-E-T-A-O. It means to ponder.
pondering, just like those who do rhetorics, pondering, like orators, pondering, to ponder on something, to carefully attend to something, to carefully attend to knowledge, to be careful, to like you take it line upon line. That's how we do Greek words, line upon line, definition, we look at the content, context, and corroborative text, etc. The dictionary meaning, the Hebrew meaning, we look at everything. It's because we are trying to maintain what is God saying. Don't forget, God's knowledge, although is academic, yet is what? Life-changing. That's the difference. When you learn CRK in school, it will not change your life. Because the man teaching you is not even teaching you from the inspiration of God. He's not even teaching you in Christ. You understand? Just teaching you by Bible. Just reading the Bible like, David is a small man. Goliath is a big man. David killed Goliath. That one will not, God is not in that story. You know what I'm saying? God is not in the rendering of that story. Where do we find God? When you interpret Christ out of his scripture. If you say God, King, and Lion, and Sapphire, God is not there. That word cannot change your life. If you are reading, if you are reading Acts 5 as God killed Ananias and Sapphire, you are just being scholastic without God. That is now being scholastic without God. You are reading, just like my dear Ojut can tell you all the genealogy that's not in the Bible, Nimrod, all the Shem, Japheth, all those Eden sons of Noah. He said, Pastor, I just discovered the father of Jethro. I said, Jude, who told you the father of Jethro? He said, Pastor, you know, Jethro was a priest. I said, yes. He said, do you know where he came from? I said, no. Amen. So you can read the Bible and just for academics. But how do I read God in the Bible? I read Christ. It is when I am reading Christ in the Bible that my life and lives will be changed. So when we are saying meditate on these things, we are actually saying see Christ in the Bible. See what he has done for you in the Bible. See the ministry he gave to you in the Bible. See the destination he has for you in the Bible. See the responsibilities he has for you in the Bible. See the nature he has given to you from the world. That's your meditation. That's your meditation. Say, Christ is my meditation. So Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans 15, 4 and 5. I'd have to spend more time today. Okay, are you there? Romans 15, 4 and 5. Let's read together. Want to go? Yes? For whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our what? Learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. 5. Now, the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded one towards another, according to Christ Jesus. So look at that word again. He said, that verse said, whatsoever things were written before time, were written for our learning. Learning is the same word, didaskalia and doctrine. Things that were written for our doctrine. Learning. That's the didaskalia, DISDASKILIA. So we meditate. So you meditate upon what is written. You know, he told Joshua that you should meditate upon the book of the law. You give yourself to it day and night. But remember, Paul told you that I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which that is the one that is able to what? Build you up. So it's not the book of the law that gave Joshua good success. So, amen? Praise God. I know, if Joshua, in fact, it's even clear. Why did Joshua enter the promised land? He was a man of faith. When the other 10 spies were saying, we are not able, he said we can possess it. Amen? Praise God. So you give yourself to that grace of God. Some people think when we preach grace, it's because you just want to live anyhow, you want to do anything, we want to do anyhow. Try us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just come and try us. No, my church is a grace church. Come and see grace. Amen. Say we are a grace church. Opinion is yours. Okay, so I just have four habits for you today. Number one, reading. Learn to read. Just read through the Bible. Just speak like 10 chapters in a day. Just read. Read. Emoji, read. If I read, just read. Read. Voluminous reading. Read. What is the meaning of reading? Read. Read. Love to read. Count the chapters daily. Read.
Immediately, you know, there's a demon on this thumb finger that will always love to check status updates. Just to the next thing you want to go is and say, I rebook you. I'm not going to. Instead of checking, I just go and up that data. Yeah, read the Bible.
Must be rebooking that your finger and sit up every day. Read the Bible. Go to press his word. Read.
Are you with me?
You tear your finger. Press Bible too. Like you just finish checking yourself up there this minute. You want to check it again next 5 minutes. Close there, Brother Joshua. Read.
Tell your neighbor, say, read.
Stephen,
read. Amen.
You read. You are a Christian. Abba. Learn to read. Spend hours.
If you can be putting your phone on flight when you want to read, just put it there. Read.
At least, okay, since the beginning of this year now, have you received, has anybody sent you a shirt? And because of the shirt, you got $1 million. So what are you still doing there? Leave the thing, leave the plenty shirt and read. Read.
What I just prefer is I love to off my own data. Let me off on it in 6 hours time. The message, everything will now come. Where is here? This one. Okay. They also respond to where. I fine. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. High five. Pa. Off again.
Amen. Say, I will read.
Don't give yourself to frivolities.
Read. Spend time. If you have not read, you have not read. Pastor Ezekiel, read.
Amen.
Peace. Read. Number two, study.
What? Now, reading is what you can do when you are with the mechanic, when you are on the express, when people are making jokes around you, when you can always read. You have no excuse not to read. What is studying? Studying is simple. When you are reading some stuffs will want to, you will love to stay more on some stuff. Now, this mistake some people make, you will try to mix reading and studying. Ah, you are doing that, you will never finish reading. Like, you will never read book. Always have time to read, have time to study. It's good. So that's why, see, on your diary phone, you can highlight a verse. As you are reading, something happened, just highlight it in yellow. Maybe the one that you're supposed to meditate in quickly, or else you will not make heaven. I like that one in red. You know what I'm saying? Eh? The one that maybe is only for your marriage, just I lie down in what? In blue. Are you with me? I mean, the one that if you don't meditate on it, you will not get married or something, just put down in blue. But the one that if you don't make it, where should you put down? Which color?
Red.
Amen. Praise God. And the one that, will make Buhari win, what should you meditate? Romance starting. Amen. As you know, that's Romans 13. If you want to obey Romans 13, Romans 13 say obey your leaders. So you can let that one in. Amen.
Number three, listening,
especially thank for this age to messages.
Listening. Always dust your earpiece. Let it be fresh. Alpha Bravo.
You know, Alpha Bravo. I've worked with companies before. You know,
that is a spear. Always have a spear. Listing, spend time.
Stephen, you are looking like you want to rebel to, you know what I'm saying?
Listing.
Come on,
listing.
And lastly, even when you are not picking the Bible, think and speak what you have studied. Think and speak out. That is where I want to put meditation for you right now.
To think on it
and speak what you have received. For instance, like what we have been studying for a while, just learn to say, yes, the word is health to my bones. The word is life to my flesh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I give myself to reading. I study. Say, I read, and yet I study. I listen to God's word. I listen with delight. Hallelujah. I shape my days with the word of God. I'm a son of God. I give myself to instructions. Say, in this family of God, there are yet instructions. Say, instructions keeps us going. Say, we may not be too good, but instructions keeps us going. So we know we will never fail. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, that's how we know we will never fail. It's true, just keep you going. And thank God also for the spirituals. In the place of tongues and interpretation, in the place of prophecy, even things that that the word is not striking so particular, in tongues, interpretation, in prophecy, it eats you. And you yield. I'm a doer of the word. See, I don't just accumulate knowledge. I do what I have received. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, are you glad somebody just pray in tongues? I'm done with that. Yeah. Pray in tongues, I'm done with that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You meditate on the word. You think on the word. You give yourself to it. You give yourself to much of it. You give yourself to much reading, much studying, much explanation. Huh? You give yourself to details. That's studying details. You want to see everything in different light. Details. That is God relating to you. See, God gave you a love letter. That's the Bible. Your father had a book for you. That's the Bible. Be committed to reading. Be committed to reading. Read your Bible. Study every day. Keep praying. Just pray. Keep praying. Study every day. I challenge you to study every day. I say, read your Bible. Study every day. Because God wants you to grow. God wants you to grow. He never wants you to be saved. Hey, so read your Bible, study every day. Give yourself to reading every day. Give yourself to thinking on it every day. I say, read your Bible, study every day. God wants you to grow. So this is beyond, if I want to grow, even God wants you to grow. Come on, pray in tongues. Come on, open your mouth, pray in tongues. Come on, pray in tongues. Thank you. Kolantate, soga variestega votata. Yegiliate, koliranta, costa, biante, kokatata. Yegilia oriente, liru katila, yet de ketasto. Valikero zovilemo zapalas, tegepila mashanti. Kazatoli raketo, la keti, lemoza. Limo larite, kolisto, valibatete. Rokas tegevile, mashatale, mazatile, mastegevidero, teketilos. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kalet tekefilas to go vanti mazia. Yekilemos to gavi leroso takantalimos zantilimos te. Takomante, ketolimos, zanto malirokati. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Koso vandero tegevile kezi kati tata. I read my Bible. I study every day. Oh, I study every day. The word is life to me every day. So I read my Bible. I study every day. God wants me to grow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Okay, I give you that's 5 minutes. Let me see notes of those.